What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. I'm gonna go on my rant today. I think it's one of those things that I do with such skill and with such passion that if there was a company that were just hiring ranters, man, I could probably do pretty well there. But the rant today is following instructions. Now, this is not the first time that this has ever happened to me. In fact, what I remember is a while back I used Thumbtack for a little home project. I don't even remember what it was, maybe assembling something or painting a room. Couldn't even tell you. It wasn't a big deal. And it was one of those things that was easy to quote. Oh, I remember what it was. Yes, it was painting a couple walls. I knew exactly what size walls they were. I had the paint. You needed the supplies. And I gave dimensions. I showed pictures. It wasn't a big deal. I just didn't have time to put down the drop cloths and edge stuff off and paint it and all that stuff. So I put it up there and I said, hey, here's the pictures. Here's the exact dimensions of everything. There's no patching. The paint is there. What I need is someone to bring their own painting supplies and provide the labor. Just tell me how much it's going to be. And in my request, I said, no responses will be given to anyone that doesn't provide it via text or email or through the system. But if you call me with your quote, you are not getting the job. And I was surprised. I didn't know how many people were going to respond, but probably three companies followed directions, you know, or didn't even care. Maybe they didn't follow directions. They just prefer to email it. But they emailed and said, hey, the quote here is $300. Someone was $350. One was like $299, whatever. But then others called and they said, hey, I just want to find out a little bit more about this. And one guy called and said, hey, my quote is going to be $225. One guy called and said, hey, I'm just kind of curious what your cheapest quote was. So my guess is if I called him back, maybe he'd beat it by a couple bucks. But the reality is, I didn't ask for the quotes via email just to be tricky. Sometimes it's like in draft day where they put a $100 bill hidden in the playbook just to see if you're reading it. No, I didn't do it like that. I just was working full time. We were on a project, so I was working 55-hour weeks, 60-hour weeks. Just had a kid. Was doing my channel part-time. So I had no time. And that's the reason I was hiring to paint this room, because otherwise I would have totally done that. That's something you can knock out in a day. You just have to have the time. I just didn't have the time. I didn't have the time to cut my lawn. So a lot of things weren't happening. And to me, I didn't have the time to be on a phone. I was just working all day long. I didn't have time to text. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. And so it was a convenience thing for me. Less about the price. And the fact that half of the companies bidding on this didn't follow the directions, well, it wasted my time and they weren't going to get the deal. So I don't know if people read the directions and disregard them, or some people just see a quote and they handle it however they're going to. But my point here is why this came back to haunt me a little bit more today and just kind of ruffle the feathers. By the way, yeah, I have feathers all up and down my back. Instead of hair, I had feathers transplanted. It gives me more insulation in the winter. But I actually have a Buick Encore. You've seen it in the videos. It's my daily driver. I really like that car. It's actually small. It's like the next generation of my Fiat 500. It's small. It's easy to maneuver. It gives you a little bit of utility, a little bit of carrying capacity. I can carry some people in it. Not in great comfort, not in discomfort. And it's a car I've really come to like. It just works. It's reliable. I guess reliable. But a sensor, an interior temperature sensor, what they call the aspirator, does not seem to be working. At least that's my theory, because the automatic climate control thinks the car is 70 degrees inside when it's 50 degrees. So it's about 20 degrees off. And if you don't turn the automatic climate control up to 90 degrees, the car is never going to get to 70 degrees. All right. So anyway, I'm going to replace the aspirator because I think that's the easiest way to go to see if it's something more severe than that. I have a feeling maybe just the aspirator is worn out and not providing the right temperature, but we'll see. It's like a $54 part. And I filled out the parts form on my local Chevy dealership, because we don't actually have a Buick dealership here anymore. There used to be Anthony GMC and Buick up in Gurnee, but they just closed down. Not sure what's up with that GM. All the parts are the same. Mostly badge engineered cars anyway. So I emailed the Chevy dealership, put in my information, 2018 Buick Encore, two-wheel drive, sport, touring package. I need this aspirator, the interior headliner aspirator. But anyway, on the form, they have a radio button, and it says, how would you like to be contacted? Phone or email? So I check email because that would be my preferred way. I don't know if you need payment. I don't know if you need more details, clarification on, hey, the part is listed differently or whatever. But that is just the easiest way for me. One, I'm on email all day. I can respond quickly. And guess what? Of course, this morning I get a phone call from a number I don't recognize. It goes to voicemail, and it is a person from the dealership saying, hey, Peter, this is the person from the parts counter, and I just need the last 8 digits of your VIN number so I can look this up. All right. The request itself is not hard. It's not unreasonable. I figured that. I probably should have looked up the VIN number before. I don't usually have the VIN numbers just sitting around in front of me. But the fact that they had me call back is what kills me. Because honestly, if you could have just sent an email, my email address was there, and said, hey, I need your VIN number or last 8 of your VIN or whatever, that would have taken them, I don't know, a minute to put together. It would have taken me a couple minutes to find it and email it back, and all well and good. But what kills me is I call the phone number because they didn't offer to do it via email. And it was a person who left their name. And so I call, and the number, the parts number on the website is not the parts desk. It is the main number. And I call and I get a nice lady and I say, hey, I got a call from this person and I'm just returning their call. Oh, okay, I think they're in parts. Hold on. Ring, ring, someone, hey, Chevy Parts, how can I help you? Oh, I got a call from this person. I'm just trying to recall them back with some information they need. Sure, let me transfer you to their desk. Ring, ring, goes to voicemail. I could have probably left the voicemail, you would think, except it tells me that it's like a general box. So anyway, it wasn't like that person's individual voicemail. Okay, so I call back again. Hey, I just was trying to talk to someone in parts. Can you transfer me back there? Sure, they transfer me back to parts. This time, it just rings and rings and rings. So now, I don't know if everyone is like on a call or helping people. Rings and rings and rings and rings. No answer. Doesn't go to a voicemail at all. Okay, so now I think maybe I'll give them a couple minutes here. Let's say they're having a little bit of a rush. So I throw in my lunch into the oven. Come back about 15 minutes later, I call. Hey, again, nice lady. Can I get to the parts department? Yes. Go to the parts department. Someone picks up. Hey, I'm just trying to return this call. But if that person's not available, I could just leave my VIN number with you and could you just pass it on to them? No, let that person handle it. Let me transfer you over there. And the phone call gets disconnected. They do something on the transfer. Nothing happens. I just get a click and a dial tone. All right, call them back again. I don't even know how much or how many times I've called at this point. Call back again. Can I get the parts number? This time, the lady says, didn't I just talk to you? And I said, yes, I got disconnected from parts. Okay. So they transfer me. I get the person. I say, hey, I'm returning the call from this person. You got it. Hold on. Let me transfer you to their desk. Ring. Ah, they pick up. Hey, how are you doing? I got your voicemail. This is Peter. You called about my Buick Encore. I was looking for a part and you needed my VIN number. And the response was, oh, okay, let me see if I can find that. And your name was, and I give them the name and they're going through some stuff. And when did I call? You called this morning around 8 a.m. Okay, 8 a.m. It's almost like 10 o'clock now. So it's, hold on. All right, I think I found it. You sent an email? Yes, I sent an email. All right. Yeah, I need the VIN. I just need the last eight digits of the VIN and then we can look it up. All right. So I give them the VIN. And what kind of car is this? It's a 2018 Buick Encore. Okay, we should be able to find that, but we do Chevy parts primarily. Nope, no problem. And when I find out what the part costs, I'll give you a call back so that we can get the payment for it. All right, so that's just the story. I'm just telling you the story. The story's happening in 4 or 5 minutes here, but the reality is I asked for email because it would have been easier for me. Now it's about 11:30. I'm just rehashing the story. But between 8 a.m. and about 10:30 or 10:45, when I finally got this resolved, it just turns into this big project that it doesn't have to be. And I feel like we just don't leverage technology. And I get car dealerships are the oldest business in the world, the oldest profession, one might say. But man, that's the experience I think that people have. And in my case, it's just something very simple. And it's also something that nobody is inventorying anywhere else. So I have to go back to GM for this thing because it's this rando part that nobody really needs regularly. It shouldn't go bad. I don't know why it would go bad in my car after 6 years. But I have probably spent more time trying to get this part now than it will take me to put in. And my issue here is that I think we're all trying to find some convenience. Every company prides themselves on customer service. We take care of our customer. I think part of that is using the standard technology that's available, email in this case, to give your customers the best possible experience. And I think all of us, and I think the people I work with, don't want to be bothered. Nobody wants to put more time into anything than they have to. Time is the most valuable commodity. When I was working in financial planning, financial planners would say, well, I don't know why they're not coming in. They're not returning my calls. All they have to do is come on in and sit down with me and we can get this done. Well, if it's just signing a form or something, email it to them or DocuSign it or something like that, but don't make them come in. Because basically in the old world, these advisors were taught, you want to see those people. You want to press the flesh. You want to shake hands every time you can. Build that relationship. Build a friendship with them. But honestly, building that relationship with them sometimes means just working with them in the way they want to work, even if it's not the way you want to work. But anyway, that is my rant for today. I'm annoyed at it. It didn't mean to be a 10-minute podcast episode after this, so it's 10 more minutes that I didn't plan on spending on this thing. And I'm not going to count that against my local dealership because I'm choosing to do this. All I'm saying is my advice for anyone out there running a business, sole proprietor, a side hustle, whatever it is, entrepreneur, CEO, doesn't matter. Just think about the customer. And especially when you ask them, how do we want to engage? Hold that in some reverence. Deliver on that. They're not saying it for giggles. I think people are saying it because that's really how they want to be handled through the channels that they're requesting. So that's it. Peter Von Panda, out.